Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Fino joins us Wednesdays down in the boot to talk some LSU, to talk some college football. Blake, we've been talking here a little bit off topic about various states and the rivalries inside those states. Not necessarily sports rivalries, city rivalries, like Dallas versus Houston, everybody bashing up in Ohio, Cleveland, or when Trevor Lawrence got drafted, I noticed a lot of Jacksonville bashing. Not the football program, the city. It's the rest of the state just looking at it, mocking it. What's the big one in Louisiana that everybody argues about?
Baton Rouge, New Orleans. Not even close.
Is that right?
Not even close.
So those are not united.
Oh, no. Not no. Uh-uh. Bill, it's a New Orleans Saints versus LSU. You know, people in New Orleans think that people in Baton Rouge are preppy, which the truth is they kind of are preppy. And so people in Baton Rouge think New Orleans smells like athlete's foot. And the truth is, Bill, it does.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a big rivalry. You know, even it even grew this year when the I want to be careful with this one, but, you know, Saints were thinking about playing in Baton Rouge, and then politically it got shut down, which made it a big old rivalry between the two cities. But, no, they do not like each other. It takes a lot for those two cities to come together. You know, Bill, in 2016, to give you an example, like my house got flooded in 2016, and those two communities kind of came together to help people, because everybody here does – suffer from the one thing, and that's bad weather and inclement weather and things like that. But when it comes to a day in, day out basis, New Orleans and Baton Rouge hate each other.
So it could be sports related, it could be non-sports related. It's a rivalry.
Oh, well, and Bill, even in sports, I mean, you have Edna Carr from Baton Rouge. If they play a team, you know, that's probably one of the best, if not the best, public school in our state, they might go up against a team like Catholic or University High, and it's a city robbery at that point.
Wow.
And so it you take your two biggest cities, you combine them, and it's an all-out bash. And the truth is New Orleans, for the better part in the sporting aspect, has gotten the best of kid teams in Baton Rouge. That's just the truth. I'll tell you another thing too, Bill, that from a city robber and kind of relating it to sport, Louisiana has had a very tough time, and LSU has had a tough time with recruiting guys in the north state of Louisiana. You know, Will Campbell's a kid who's an offensive tackle. He's a five-star. I think he's the number one tackle in the country on some services. And a lot of those kids don't feel the connection, you know, down in Baton Rouge and things like that. So there's also a disconnect between South Louisiana and North Louisiana as well.
Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his shows. You know, it's amazing. you've been telling me about the next couple of classes in Louisiana and how loaded they are and quarterbacks, players, et cetera. And a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know why I hadn't noticed this, the class of 23 in the state of Alabama, which has a very limited population, Blake, right now has five stars in the top 25 in the nation.
Unreal, Bill. It's unreal. I mean, I feel like the Gulf Coast, the five stars, right? I mean, it's a loaded class. It's really top heavy around in the South, Bill. It's really top heavy. You know what's going to be interesting that I'm really looking forward to seeing, Bill, in reference to this 22 class and this 23 class? You know, we're starting camps back up, and at least we are here.
Yeah.
And LSU is going to be holding a couple camps. My former university, Southeastern, is going to be holding a camp. I'm going to doing some O-line drills there, doing some O-line teaching. I'm really excited to see some of these kids. And Bill, they're going to be going one-on-one. Hey, is I know we talk about this kid religiously, but I'm just using this as an example. Is Arch Manning better than Walker Howard? And so, you know, these kids in Alabama, I'm assuming that they'd be going to camps too, and hopefully we can go interstate where we bring LSU and other kids bring kids in from Alabama. These kids from Louisiana go elsewhere, so we can see these kids going one-on-one. You know, LSU just got a commit, Bill, from Jacoby Matthews from right here in Ponchatoula, the five-star safety. And Bill, we haven't seen him really go one-on-one against guys like an Aaron Anderson from Carr, who we were just talking about. So those are some interesting things that I'm looking forward to seeing, maybe some interstate camp rivalry coming up this summer.
Any new drama down at LSU?
Bill, there's so much drama, I don't know where to start. not really. I think it's kind of calmed down a little bit. I mean, people keep – it's kind of really tuned down a little bit. You know, more evidence came out that Ed Orgeron was compliant in the things that he did when getting notified of some things. But, Bill, they're still calling – I mean, look, we have local media, again. Local radio guy calling for him to be fired. I don't get it, even though, you know, we have the evidence. So not really any drama. But the good thing has been, I feel, you know, really this recruiting and camps and our state opening back up. You know, Alex Box had a really big crowd this past weekend. It was really big for our state. So with the reopening and things like that, that is kind of going behind the wayside for now.
You being an offensive lineman, did you keep up any with this D3 kid who went in the third round, Quinn Miners from Wisconsin? Was it Wisconsin Whitewater? Didn't even play football last year. Did you look at him?
Yeah, I watched him at the Senior Bowl. I watched him. He leans a little bit. What I mean by he leans is sometimes guys lean on their on their toes a little bit, Bill. Look, I think that he doesn't have the prototypical size, but he finishes very well. It was really interesting watching him. You know, I know that he dominated at the D3 level, but can he dominate in the NFL? It's a really big difference. I think him leaning the way that he does, being on the tip of his toes, offensive line is one of those things, if you're leaning on the tip of your toes, you're going to get beat. That is the one position where I think that you can sit here and say, you've got to be, I don't want to say more flat-footed, Bill, but when you're pushing an individual, okay, yeah, you want to have a little bit of a lean, but you got to have a base, especially in pass protection when a guy might bull rush you. You know, I remember a guy from Mississippi State who I went against in Fletcher Cox. He called me a little bit leaning, Bill, and he did things to me that I wish no other man would do to me again. You know, and so when you get in the NFL from these kind of talented individuals, I like this film. I just think that he needs a lot of polish around some of the things that he does. But he's tenacious. He's really aggressive. He's kind of quirky in the things that he does. You know, I thought he was quirky in some of the things that he did in run blocking, but it was effective. And so, you know, if it's effective, then, hey, who am I to judge?
Blake Ruffino with us. For parents out there listening right now that have a big kid who's a aspiring offensive lineman, other than the actual on the field practicing and all that, what's some of the things they could work on at a young age?
Footwork, footwork, footwork. Obviously, you're going to get stronger. And look, Bill, sometimes bigger kids have troubles when they grow with strength sometimes, squatting, flexibility. I was always worried about my strength, but that was never really my problem. Kurt Hester, who's a guy who's a strength coach with the Steelers at Louisiana Tech, is where he's at now. He's in multiple NFL teams. Bill, I mean, the strength's going to come. So if the one thing that I would work on a lot is flexibility. You know, I know this sounds crazy, but Pilates was a thing that I did back in high school and college that really enabled me to for my squat numbers to go up, the flexibility that I had. I would do a lot of footwork drills and a lot of hand, you know, hand-eye coordination drills from a pass blocking perspective. I think that stretching for an O-lineman and a big kid's a big thing, because then the strength's going to come eventually. So that's what I know that sounds crazy, but the stretching and flexibility of your hips, and because of the explosion that you have to have on every down play, is the biggest thing for a big kid. The one thing that I tell kids that I train, and it's not often, but the ones that I train, we don't do any weightlifting or anything like that, because you're going to go get that somewhere else. I'm going to teach you the fundamentals, footwork, and hand placement, and if you get those fundamentals down, you'll be good for the next level.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Thanks, Bill. AYS Sports on across the board, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We're doing a $100 gift card giveaway again. If you've already subscribed, bring some of your friends in. We're going to put I say this jokingly, we're going to put the name in a hat. Hopefully my son, who's going to do the drawing, hopefully he won't try to throw them all away this time like he did last time. So go subscribe to our YouTube channel, 7 to 8 every Monday through Thursday, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. And, Bill, as always, thank you for having me on.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
There is Blake Profino. Always good. Yeah, Quinn Miners, D3, gets drafted. Is it third round? Anyways, I think they list him at 6'3", 320. Wisconsin Whitewater. They didn't play this last year. And they showed, I was watching some video. Some of you might have already seen. I didn't watch much of the draft, so I didn't see any of this. But I was watching it on some video. Is it his uncle or somebody owns an island up in Canada? Small island. Well, they're gold. They've got a house up there. They stay. They hunt. They fish. And he went up there and brought weights with him and stayed on this secluded island up in Canada and lifted logs, lifted propane tanks, had a bench press there. I believe he had a squat rack there. He practiced snapping because his projected position is center. He practiced snapping into trash cans. Some of you might have already seen this. I had not seen this prior. Practiced snapping video of this into trash cans. Worked around the clock on the things he could work on without actual football. And apparently impressed people enough at the Senior Bowl. Got a pretty good draft pick out of this. That's the kind of guy you pull for, man. That's a heck of a story. Okay, we are clear the rest of the way. Hangout time coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase now, 24, as we check it out live here up by Harding Place. All that traffic coming in from Rutherford County, still not too bad. Down 65 through Madison, 1400 block of Murfreesboro Pike. They were still in the clearing stages of that two-car collision a few minutes ago. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. They're online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic. We'll be right back.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Interesting from Blake Ruffino. And by the way, Chris Landry will not be with us this week. I got a message from him the other day. He said, Bill, I needed some time off here. So the expectation is, just from talking to him, he'll be back next week. But no, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, not this week. He's rare. I don't remember, again, I said this yesterday, him ever taking any time off. So whatever he needs is something he deserves for sure. This guy, you're talking about never putting it down and never stopping. That'd be Chris Landry. So no Chris Landry tomorrow. But interesting with Blake Ruffino there, the rivalry, and we were talking just various states, right? But in his state, Louisiana, the New Orleans versus Baton Rouge rivalry. Not necessarily all sports related, okay? Just city to city. And I've mentioned this many times, probably not recently, but in the past. And when we do the conversation about states and football recruiting, and how every state has that one city that, for example, they just don't own. Every school, I should say. Big school. Ohio State does not own Cincinnati. Now, they get some Cincinnati kids. I'm not saying they don't. But they don't just go get, just show up and say, we're Ohio State, jump in the boat. Now, Cincinnati is not beholden to Ohio State. That's always been a point of contention. And every state's got that. New Orleans used to be that with LSU. I don't think it is, despite the Baton Rouge New Orleans rivalry. That was an item historically, though. And I remember talking to Jerry DiNardo a lot about this when he got down there. And his recruiting coordinator is a guy that I knew very well, too, Bill Elias. And that was an issue. that they, I think DiNardo, I know DiNardo ended on a bad note, got run out of town, but I think DiNardo did a lot to help LSU New Orleans recruiting. Obviously, Nick Saban is the man. And he took over, and then they were able to get things done that had not gotten done. But that is interesting. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. When you, for example, in Tennessee, University of Tennessee, now that's due east in Knoxville, Rocky Top. And then you've got Memphis, that's about 6-7 hours away. And the University of Tennessee has never owned Memphis when it comes to recruiting. Now, they get some players out of there. Eric Gray, outstanding running back who's transferred and now at Oklahoma and doing good things there, but he's from Memphis. They've recruited Memphis and gotten good players out of there, but they don't own it. They don't just show up and say, hey, we're volunteer football. Come on. That's all we got to do to sell you. Memphis kids go everywhere. They may go to Alabama. They may go to Georgia. May go to LSU. May go to Ole Miss. May go to Mississippi State. May go to Arkansas. May go to Memphis. May go to Vanderbilt. Yeah, Memphis kids are not beholden. That's a city that is not, hey, most everybody goes here. It's a very splintered up city. And you know what? I mean, you can compliment that. They're open-minded to where to go. I mean, if you're a Tennessee fan, you don't like that. But in general, that means they're wide open. They're open-minded to, hey, let's look this thing over, figure it out. Georgia Dog said Bill used to work for a U.S. senator. This is about the Jacksonville bashing. Worked for a U.S. senator in Jacksonville and absolutely loved it. Lived in the Bay Meadows area, put my boat in the intercoastal waterway, and took many trips to St. Augustine. Down that way. Larry, who is a big Michigan fan, lives, though, in North Carolina, says he loves it. Says, Bill, it's a great place. 13 of my last 21 years here, retired from the military, built a house just now to settle down in the sand hills. Mountains and beaches are 2 hours away at most. Yeah, I've heard that's a fantastic place. Now, Cosby Cattleman lives right on the edge of the other side of it. Now, that would be the west end of the state. Cosby Cattleman, I think where he's at, he may be able to see the North Carolina border. I think he can throw a rock and it hits the North Carolina border. 614 Rob, Bill, Cleveland actually has cleaned up its act and it's a fine city now. The wife and I have enjoyed long weekends there in recent years. If you're looking for the Midwest city that's truly an embarrassment, it's Detroit. Much of downtown, Bill, looks like a war zone. Now, I'll have on the my Roku, I'll have on Benzinga, which is I wouldn't call it fledgling, but it's a relatively new financial site. And they're not on TV, they're on YouTube, etc. But now, I mean, you can watch YouTube stuff. I guess it is TV. It's not network TV, but it's much better than CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Financial, all those. Those are total. If you're watching that garbage, I wouldn't. I mean, that's just my weak advice. But I'll have it on Benzinga. And my point is, they're in Detroit. They're in downtown Detroit. Their offices are. Now, I can't see all around them. It looks fairly typical there. It doesn't look like a war zone where they're at, wherever. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't know that I've been to Detroit. I don't think I have. But, yeah, I mean, I hear the same things you hear. So he says, yeah, it's not Cleveland anymore, Bill. It's Detroit. That area is the area that should be taking the bashing. Yeah, I do. I find the city rivalries. For example, what is the big rivalry in the state of Georgia? obviously you've got the monster, which is the University of Georgia in Athens. And they control the state when it comes to sports. I mean, it's not even debatable. Georgia, if you think about it, might have a bigger advantage than any of the other states, Texas, California, Florida. There's a big four right now that I've told you for years. It's not a big three. It's California, Texas, Florida, Georgia. Georgia's one of them. But think about it. In Florida, you got Florida, Florida State, Miami, and you got a bunch of other schools who are good too, like Central Florida, USF. I mean, you've got players going to a lot of those schools that can't or don't get the offers from Florida and Florida State, et cetera, Miami. But you got a lot of competition there. Florida is still state U, but Texas, you've got tons of competition. I mean, you've got Oklahoma 3 hours due north that recruits your area like they own it. And many times they do own it. You've got the monstrosity, which is Texas. We've talked a lot about that. You got A&M, and you've got a million other schools with players. Colleges with players. You got Lubbock, Texas. You got Waco. You go out to the due west area. You got El Paso. You've got a million football-playing schools. California, up and down, you've got tons of schools, right? You've got the big monstrosity, which is Southern Cal, but you got UCLA, you got Berkeley. Lots of football. Georgia, you got Georgia. You got a huge football state of players. Unlimited amount of players in the state of Georgia for you, the University of Georgia. You got Georgia Tech there. Georgia Tech is a small nemesis to you, frankly. It's always going to be a big debate about Georgia Tech versus Georgia. Nobody else cares about that. But if you're in that state, you're going to be part of that, right? Unless you move there from another state and you've got another team. But you're always going to have the Georgia versus Georgia Tech debate. It's a little bit like Tennessee versus Vanderbilt. You got state U versus the academics. The academic folks tell you how much smarter they are than you and how inferior you're going to be once you get out of college working for us, Georgia Tech graduates. Same at Vanderbilt. You hear the same thing. Same type situation. But Georgia may have a bigger advantage than all those other big states, the ones we just mentioned, because there's less. I mean, who's fighting Georgia in the state legitimately for players? Now, again, don't say Clemson comes over. I'm not going out of state yet. I'm saying in the state, who does Georgia have to worry about in football recruiting? Their answer is nothing. Nobody. No offense to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is not taking players, plural, from Georgia's need list. Now, again, I can go through history and tell you here's a player that Georgia Tech got over Georgia. There's always going to be those. I'm talking about that matter long term. It's an insignificant list. It really is. Yeah, Bobby Ross won the national championship in 1990. I can show you all the exceptions. I'm just telling you, Georgia has less to worry about in that state than by far any of those other states. It's not even close. And unlimited players, whatever position you need. You need a 6'7 offensive tackle? Boom. Here it is. Need a quarterback 5-star? There it is. Need a superstar running back? Take your pick. Need a 6'4", 325-pound, three-technique defensive lineman. Right there. Here it is. You need a kicker or a punter? No problem. Just put them on campus for you. Anything you want. It doesn't matter the flavor, the size, the speed, the deed. It does not matter. Maybe less competition, which, again, probably will make you folks who bash Kirby Smart say, well, Bill, okay, you've made a compelling argument. Where's the excuse? Yeah, I know where that might be heading. Yeah, I know exactly where that might be going. Allen in Tampa, Bill, can't beat the sandbar, no mask, and also beautiful scenery here. Yeah, Allen has made it very clear. He's home. Down in Tampa, St. Pete, he is home. Allen in Tampa. Bill, Tampa is a Gator town. Yeah, the demographics, the fan breakdown in Florida is fun, too. Yeah, it is. It is. Going through city to city, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Naples, Hialeah, any of those, the Emerald Coast. Now, I'll tell you this, the Emerald Coast, which would be where Georgia Dog is, but let's take a wider pan of it. You've got Panama City, you've got 38 through there with Seaside and Watercolor and Seagrove Beach and all that through there to Destin, to Fort Walton Beach, etc. That area through there, that strip from Pensacola all the way over to, let's say, Destin, Fort Walton, Navarre, all of that. I don't know that any Florida school, Florida Gators or the Seminoles, owns that area. I think Alabama may own that area. You may want to say that's very debatable, Bill, but I think Roll Tide might just carry that area. That might be more Roll Tide, even though it's geographically the state of Florida. That might be more Roll Tide. And I'm not talking necessarily recruits. I'm talking about fans. Talking about your typical college football fan. There may be more Roll Tiders through there than Gators, Seminoles, whatever it might be. Now, it's broken up because a lot of people move in there to the Emerald Coast just to get away. Maybe from up in Ohio, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe Texas. Into that area. It's beautiful. It's still, I mean, the traffic can be bad, but it's still very well done geographically. Still easy to move around there. But for the most part, I'm thinking, in particularly with what Nick Saban has revitalized at Alabama, that area there has always been heavily Roll Tide turf, but probably even more so now, if you think about it. Yeah, I think, how many, here's another question. How many out-of-town or out-of-state schools own a city in another state in football recruiting? I mean, that's, you go over the border, and that could be right on the border, but it's still in the other state. For example, Oklahoma, due north, might as well be in Texas. Now, again, it's 3 hours from Norman to get over, but the way they recruit it, they might as well just have the Texas. I know they would want one. They're Oklahoma. That's one for you. Now, Clemson's right on the border, but they don't own anything in Georgia. They get really good players, but they don't own it. Auburn and Columbus, Georgia is a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. Anyways, we'll take the break. Got plenty of time. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just heavy traffic as expected. 24 westbound here up by Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County. It was a minor wreck at Harding Place at I-24 just a few minutes ago. Over in Brentwood, there was a crash. Old Hickory Boulevard at Hearthstone Lane. That's a busy intersection this time of the morning. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 70, tonight clear, lows 45, Thursday mostly sunny, high 70, Friday sunshine, high 72, Saturday sunshine, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King. Fire!
F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600, on Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Oh, I got a message. Let me find this. It was an email. It was actually sent to the WNSR. When people cannot remember my email, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. They'll send it to the WNSR site, which then forwards it to mine. And I was just looking at this. Let me see if I can find it. I won't waste too much of your time. But I wanted to acknowledge the person who sent it. And you know what? My email understands that if I'm looking for something and I'm trying to get it on the air, to ignore me. Yeah, it does. Real quickly, let me click this one. I don't think this is it. No. Anyways, got a nice note from a gentleman. He said, Bill, I just got the 590, the RegTech 590 delivered. And I don't know what, it did not have a city state on it. So I don't know where he was at. And he said, what would be a nice debut cook for my brand new 590? What would you suggest? And again, we don't do a whole lot. We keep it pretty basic. It's either going to be burgers, ribs, brisket, chicken. We put bacon on there. I mean, we don't, there's not a lot of variety because the kids like the basic stuff. And that's what we cook. But I told him, I said, you know what? For a basic kickoff ceremony cook, why don't you slap some ribs on there? Now, I'm a ribs guy, but I like the brisket best. But, yeah, put some ribs on there. That'd be a good debut cook, I think. Yeah, it'd take you about 6 hours. Get you a couple slabs, put it on there, and enjoy it. You can't, I'm telling you, and everybody in this audience that has bought a Rectech, and that would be a whole lot of people, you can't screw it up unless you just walk off and forget about it and never go check on it. Heck, with a brisket, if it's a 20-pound brisket, you don't have to check on it for 20 hours. Just make sure you have enough pellets so you don't run out of fuel. That's about it. Put it on 225 and walk away. It's that simple. You don't have to baby it, check on it, peek in at it, worry about it, none of that. Just walk off. Just don't forget about it. Notes here on Twitter. Perry Mason checking in from the Orange Groves of America. Says, Bill, Lake Placid, where he's located, is a gator town. Well, it has to be. You live there. Perry Mason. Bama Mark, who lives right here in the 615. Bill, I've lived in North Carolina and Florida before I came to the 615. The bashing of Jacksonville is relentless from the other Floridians, I think because of the layout. He says you've got a military influence there, Orange Park, etc. It's crazy. When I would tell people I lived in Ponte Vedra, they would say that's okay. That's better. Yeah, I'd forgotten about some of the Jacksonville bashing until the draft, and I saw some of the people, some of the reporters in the state, football guys in the state like Andy Staples, defending Jacksonville. But, yeah, it was just simply bashing Jacksonville because everybody knew they were going to get Trevor Lawrence. They took Trevor Lawrence. And then the bashing started, well, yeah, but he's going to a crappy city, and everybody thinks Jacksonville sucks in the state. And the bashing started. So I noticed as an impartial observer all the bashing. Alec Cripple Bob, Bill, tell Allen in Tampa that I intend to make Tampa a Penn State town. I'm not coming down there just for the scenery. Laugh out loud. So, Aliquippa Bob has been a Pittsburgh Aliquippa person for his lifetime, pretty much. And now, if you've lived somewhere else, I'm not aware of it. But for the most part, you think of Aliquippa Bob as Aliquippa, Pennsylvania Bob, which is, again, if you know your geography, that's the Pittsburgh area. This last winter decided to give the Tampa St. Pete area a shot. Get down there, get into some better weather. Got down there, initially had a little bit of a homesickness flu type thing. Got over it quick. Ended up loving it. Has sold his place, either is selling or has sold his place in Aliquippa, and he's moving to the Sunshine State. Yeah, he's packing it up and saying, you know what, I did all I could do for Aliquippa. There's nothing more I can do for Aliquippa. Tony Dorsett doesn't even live there anymore. I think Tony Dorsett lives in Texas. So Tony Dorsett and Aliquippa Bob, not Dan Marino, the two best-known Pittsburgh people ever, have left. It's a sad state of affairs for Aliquippa. Larry in North Carolina, Michigan fan, Bill, they call the Emerald Coast L.A. as in Lower Alabama. Yeah, that's a thing. I don't know if how many of you know that. If you're from Mobile or Foley or that area down there, Orange Beach, I guess, people will ask you where you're from, and if you're in the joking mood, you'll say L.A. They'll think, okay, Los Angeles. Wow. No. Lower Alabama. No, that's a thing. For those of you who did not know that's a thing, the L.A. joke thing, Lower Alabama, is a thing. It's the punchline many times. You could say you're from Mobile, but it's funnier if you say L.A. We're coming right back. Presented by a place where we're going to be in a couple of weeks. We're going back to the Omni. Can't wait. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just heavy traffic as expected. 24 westbound here up at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County. It was a minor wreck at Harding Place at I-24 just a few minutes ago. Over in Brentwood, there was a crash. Old Hickory Boulevard at Hearthstone Lane. That's a busy intersection this time of the morning. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mayday! Mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Huh?
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May Instant Games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch becomes the 10th different winner in 11 races at Kansas Speedway this past weekend. Up next, we are looking at Throwback Darlington Weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio. Check us out every single weekday right here.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Jim and Jupiter says, Bill, the panhandle area of Florida probably does have more Bama fans now. People tend to claim the top team. And the regular person, not a true college football fan, tend to be bandwagon fans anyways. Well, yes, there is some of that. You're going to have that. You're going to have a migration towards the dynasty. But Alabama has been planting seeds on the Emerald Coast since the Bear Bryant era. Now, again, population boom since the Bear Bryant era, that era, yes. I mean, the whole state of Florida, for that matter. Doesn't matter what part. But the Panhandle Alabama migration isn't only a Nikki thing. It's certainly, he's responsible for some of it, for obvious reasons. But that seed has been planted decades ago. Those seeds, plural, have been planted, in the 1970s probably. Maybe 60s, but certainly the 70s. Let's say 70s forward, that's where all that began. Sowing the seeds of the Roll Tide, Emerald Coast invasion. Now, again, I don't know what we can all guess on the percentage breakdown in that area, but I told you in the 1970s, here in the 615, we had people adopting Alabama left and right. That's 50, 40 years ago, whatever. I told you the story. You know, the power of the audience of this show. We were talking, it was a couple of years ago. I knew a guy that went to BGA, where I went to high school. His name was Cub Forrest. And he was named after Bear. Yeah, just a family of Bama fans. Cub was his real name. Had a guy call the show that same day. Said, Bill, I know him. He just passed away. I don't know who this guy, nice guy. I don't know who he was. Said I worked with him or knew where he worked. I think he worked at some golf course or something. I don't know. But he said he unfortunately just passed away. But growing up in the 70s here in the 615, left and right, one of my classmates at BGA, dad played at Alabama, I think either for Bear or before Bear, Bobby Luna is a name from the past, way back in the past, way back in the 50s, maybe 50s, maybe this might have been before Bear. I don't remember. And Drew Luna, yeah, who went to school with me. I mean, Alabama was everywhere that I would look in the 70s. I'm not kidding. Tennessee football was floundering. Johnny Majors was not. He didn't take over till 77, so the energy was dying under Bill Battle. So the Alabama infiltration where people adopted them is many decades old, way before Nick Saban probably ever heard of Alabama football. Took it over. Hey, Dane, welcome in, sir. How you doing? Yes, sir, Dane.
Everything you're saying is true, and you get it all on this show, man. You get college football. You get stock market advice. You can learn how to barbecue ribs. you get beer butt chicken. You get it all here. But anyway, man, all that stuff you say is true. And there is a large Alabama presence all the way down through there, all the way.
You would know because you've got a place down there and you drive it.
Yeah,
see
I'm down there a lot, and I'm going to be down there in about 10 days, so almost 2 weeks, but. But I'll tell you something, Bill. I'd be for moving the SEC offices to down there to the Florabama because that's where the SEC comes to a head. Yeah, I wish they put the SEC office right in Florabama because what you've got down there is across the street you've got the liquor store and there's a Waffle House and they could just put the SEC office right there in the Florabama where it all comes to a head. And maybe we could get some of these calls right that they route through Birmingham because they would be thinking much more clearly after they spent a little time in the Florabama.
Man, I'd prefer to have the meetings down there too. That'd be a better place to have.
Let me tell you something, Bill. The Florabama is the best beach bar in the United States of America. I'm convinced of that.
That's amazing.
But I think that'd be a good thing to do.
Would the pink pony be number two?
The pink pony is good. I'm not taking anything away from it. It's got a nice deck out there. You're facing the beach. You get that. Have you ever had the nachos in there?
I've never been in there.
Well, anyway, they serve these nachos, man, and it literally. They bring it. They bring the nachos literally to you in a pan that's as big as a hubcap. So it's like you get a hubcap full of nachos when you order. I mean, the nachos are fantastic in there, but the size of the pink pony would prevent the SEC headquarters from being in there because it's not a big place. It's not big at all. It's, in fact, it's very small, but wow. It's a good place to go. But, you know, all that stuff you say about in the 70s and this, there was a lot of Alabama people around here. That's all true, man. I mean, I knew all kind of kids because me and you were the same age. I knew all kind of people that were Alabama fans just because it was what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, I was Tennessee all the way back then. And I still am. But those people were always around, man. You're 100% right about that.
Dave, appreciate the call, buddy. If we don't hear from you, safe travels down there to Lower Alabama. L.A., hour number 3 coming up, Wednesday edition.